Okay, we're recording. Isn't that okay. Nice?
Welcome to a podcast about Pokemon.
Today, yes.
We're going to be determining who's better, Snivy or Oshawa. Okay, you can start.
Okay, first of all, Snivy, you know, he beat, in the anime.
This is the anime, not yes, the games.
This is the anime. Level 5 Snivy beat Ash's Pikachu in the anime. He didn't...
Then again, Pikachu's power was nullified.
Okay. Even so, even it was, you know, tampered with by...
Zekrom.
It was a level 5 Snivy. There's no way...
Okay, I'll let you have this one. He could have used other moves besides electricity moves to win.
Yes. Like... He has Iron Tail. Why didn't he use that? He even used Quick Attack
in the battle. Can we back-check this?
He used Quick Attack in the battle!
Okay. So, tell me.
Yes.
What exactly would you do against Skyla? Or even Brayson? The flying and ice-type gym leaders.
Well...
What would you do with a sniper?
That's 6 and 7.
Uh-huh.
That's literally later in the game. You would already have way more Pokemon and have way more moves to counter flying and ice. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to use Snivy, but Snivy is like...
Okay.
Like...
I get what you're saying.
You know, if you're going against ice or flying, you wouldn't send out Snivy.
But what about Berg, man?
Hmm?
What about Berg? What about Bug?
Well, as it says on Pokemon Database, where's his moves? Okay.
If you're looking for a fire move, you're kind of dumb.
I'm not looking for a fire move. Just, well, you have me there. Bug types, what is it, the third gym?
Mm-hmm. Or like, you get a fire type. Well... Never mind.
Where would I get a fire type?
I don't know. That's the point. I don't think there is a place where you get a fire type before the third gym. You need to go into...
You wouldn't always need a fire type. You just need, like, a beefy Pokemon. If you... Which Snivy is. If you get him...
What? Hold on. Let's... Okay, by the time you're at the third gym, you probably have a bit of a... Maybe... For me, a do-what. You'd have... Servine. Please go to Servine.
Yeah.
Okay, a beefy Pokemon. That's his stats. Okay. Okay, he's bad in HP, bad in attack, and bad in special attack. He's straight.
But
he's...
his defense. He. For a little Pokemon, he can take some hits.
Now let's look at Oshawa. Okay. He's superior in HP and special defense. Everything else is a bit mediocre. However. If he has a high attack and high HP, then he can tank as well as do damage. Well, by high attack, I mean high special attack, because he's a special attacking Pokemon.
But look at the defense stats. Even though your health is 75, that's only 50, I mean 15 more points.
I can say the same for you, except your HP is low and your defense is high.
Yes, I know, but you need more defense than you need HP.
Our stats are opposite.
Yes, it is.
We can say the same claims, pretty much.
Yes. But, like, come on. Just look at this. It's 4-13. Okay. We have the same stats. We can't really say anything about that.
But what about your abilities?
My abilities, okay. Overgrow and Contrary.
Your ability would be Overgrow, because it's not a bred Pokemon.
Well.
Now.
Yeah.
Mine powers up water moves in a pinch. And so your powers up grass moves. Never mind.
Okay. Yes.
Now.
Powers up grass moves.
So let's say...
We're pretty much opposites.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're doing this argument.
Let's say we're later in the game.
Yeah.
How would you deal with Chantal, whatever her name is. The ghost type person.
Ghost type.
She has a Chandelure, which is a fire type. She has a Drifblim, which is a flying type. She has a Frostlass, which is an ice type. How'd you deal with those?
First of all, you mind telling me what's super effective against ghosts?
I think it's also ghosts. I think ghosts is super effective. Hold on.
Well, let's yeah. See.
Okay.
So. Ghost and dark?
Yep, ghost and dark are its weaknesses.
Okay. I knew ghost. This is egg moves. This is by TM. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say if you got a TM. Like, he can learn brutal swing. Look, at least that's 60 with 100% accuracy. Then, tutor moves I'm not looking at. That's one good dark move.
Oh, fact check. He doesn't have a Drift Bloom or a Frostless. That's her rematch. Never mind.
Yeah, that's the rematch.
The only thing, okay.
You need to look at
you
the
You beat top. Me in this. Because the only thing you'd really have to counter is Chandelier.
Yeah, Chandelier is Ghost and Fire. Then with that, I can just throw in.
And it's not much of a tank. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can handle that.
I could handle that with maybe a little. Look at this. Like, the speed is pretty high. Huh?
Through the roof.
Yes.
You got good speed, mate. Okay.
Like, I can outspeed it just with a good move. I can one hit it. Okay. If I'm strong enough.
Now, what do you got? What do you have to throw at me, man?
You're an attacker.
Yep.
And I'm still on the defense side.
But even though...
Even though, you're, like, I up, have way up. More speed.
You're a superior... You're a... Whatever your name is. You have lower HP. Go down. Higher defense. Less attack. Less special attack. More special defense, more speed, and more defense.
Tell me what this says right here.
I have two weaknesses. And you have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well then look at yours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What do you mean? These are my weaknesses. These are what I'm resistant against.
These are 3. 1, 2, 3. You're counting...
4, 5.
Oh. Well...
Also, we have the same amount of resistances, so you can't say anything about that.
Yes, but
so my Pokemon is
If I was in a battle with you, now we're moving on to that. I have more speed on Superior with 113.
Are we talking about a
1v1? Yes, okay. You would have 70, and say I have like a really good grass move, like Leaf Storm, with.
But hold on. But hold on.
Yes.
I can learn Ice Beam, which counters you.
With a TM.
And I'm a special attacker.
With a TM. But I would still outspeed.
What about your point? Well, you could get Brutal Swing with the TM. So can I do the same?
Yes. But how hard will it be to get Ice Beam? Like, this is a really powerful move.
Okay. Hold on. Let's do some research. You never know. Pokemon. Black. White. White. Where to find Ice Beam TM. Let's look this up. Let's
okay.
See.
Okay.
Let's look. Now. Okay. Yahoo Answers. Okay. Let's get the black and white match, shall we?
Black and white. Blink white map. Pokemon black white.
Okay.
Pokemon map. So where is that at?
Do some research. Okay. We're looking for giant in the giant chasm north of Locus. Whatever that says, town. Found it.
Okay. That. Where do you start exactly?
You start right here, I think. I believe. No.
Yeah, Belltown. You would start right down there. Okay. You would have to go all the way around.
Where to find Brutal Swing. TM Pokemon Black white.
Not very confident in this?
Let's see. Oh, can you not find it? Oh! This wasn't a move until way past Gen 5. Yeah. What's your counter to chandelier now?
Okay.
And now, how about we go back up? Go up. Go up, please. Go down. No. Change where your moves are coming from. Go up. Go to Gen 5, please.
Okay.
And I can still learn Ice Beam in Gen 5.
Didn't think you could.
You gonna taunt him to this? What are you gonna do?
So... Well,
yeah.
There's other ways to kill Pokemon without being super effective, okay? And as you see, I have Coil. Do you know what Coil does?
It increases your stats, I know.
Yes.
I use many stat increasing moves, actually.
Attack, defense, and accuracy by one stage.
Now.
And if I've done that, I would have better attack, defense, accuracy, which is amazing. And if I have better accuracy, I could use one of my most powerful moves, either Giga Drain or Leaf Storm. Giga Drain has 75, but it also heals me at the same time. And what would a ghost type have on me?
Fire. It'd be a chandelier.
Chandelier could kill me, yes. But what is his speed stat exactly?
Chandeliers?
Yeah.
You'd have to look that up.
Yes, I'm
there's
going
no
to
way you could beat it in one hit without increasing your stats first.
Yes.
Now, what if you're increasing your stats and I decide, hey, I'll increase my stats too, and use Swords Dance and go physical?
But this, I'm talking about the chandelier here.
Okay.
I can
use Swords Dance and then a Giga Impact and you're out of here, mate.
But, like, I would outspeed you both times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Its speed is 80. It's... Okay, if it used, like, a special attack, it would be a fire special attack, like Flamethrower Fire Blast. You know, it would definitely do some damage, but... Superior over here.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Look at his stats. Wait, where's the stats?
I got you.
God.
Stats are right here.
God! No, I got it. No, I don't. Wait, give me a second. I got it. Right here. His speed is way far chandelier's. And, the special attack. Do I have a move that raises my special attack?
You got Calm Mind. It raises special attack and special defense.
Yes, but that's TM.
Mm-hmm.
And a Wrap. Wrap is a good move. For wrapping people. I mean... Leech Seed. Yes. Okay. If I Leech Seed him first, and then just Giga Drain... Giga Drain, and then Leech Seed, maybe a Coil, like, he's out of here. Because the Leech Seed is healing me, Giga Drain is healing me, and then the Coil just raises my stats. The Chandelier wouldn't really have anything on me.
Okay.
With my speed and defense.
Well, what's the problem with Samurott, then?
He would be good with... Chandelure, but
let's look at his downfalls.
Let's look at the other gems, man. Want to look at the other gems?
The other what?
The other gems, man.
Okay.
Dragon, mm-hmm. Which you have Ice Beam. Flying.
Ice Beam.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have Ice Beam, but I'd definitely have a good water move by then.
Do you have anything on Elsia, dude? Mm. Elisa? I said it wrong. It's Elisa. Okay. Do you have anything on her Emolgas and Zubstrika?
You said by the time you'd be...
That's only at the fourth gym. I'm talking fourth gym.
Okay. By then, if my facts are correct, you could get a drill bird in a cave. In the cave where you push the electric rocks, basically the electric rock puzzle, you can find a drill bird.
What are the chances of finding a drill bird in that cave?
Let's see.
Look that up. Because I'd be very interested to know. Just search up what the cave is. Search up the electric puzzle, and it should save the chances of Pokemon spawning there.
I'm not sure what the cave called. It's called my friend.
Look up. Look up electric puzzle. Pokemon Black and White.
Electric Rock Cave. Is that literally what it's called?
Yeah. Do that. Why do you not exit out of the tabs?
Because I want to keep this up for fact checking.
Rock. Cave. Okay.
Okay. Let's look this up. Huh. No. This is Gen 2.
See?
100%. Pokemon Black. This is Black.
Pokemon White. Same thing.
So it's 100%. Seems. Like, okay, how you find it is in ground shaking spots, which are basically like on the ground. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you'll find one.
How do you find the ground shaking spots?
They just appear. They appear randomly.
Well, the maximum level is 27. When does it evolve?
31.
Okay.
I believe. Let's check. Drill. Spring. Yeah, 31. I am correct. I know my Excadrill. And
okay.
If I believe, you can catch him right before Elsa's gym, or sometime earlier.
Elisa's gym.
Mhm. And I fought you with an Excadrill.
Mhm.
Mhm.
You're good with an Excadrill. But.
No. Okay, I'll give you this. I wouldn't have Earthquake, and even if I did, that's an electric flying type.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And you wouldn't have a...
However, I'd most likely have Rock Slide, I believe.
What city is she in? Nimbasa? Go back to the Pokemon map. Where's that at?
Nimbasa. Let's find out. Nimbasa.
Right there. Okay. No.
No data for this location. Okay.
Nimbasa. Where do you find the ice beam? Where do you find the ice beam?
Here.
Yes.
Why exactly would I use ice beam?
No idea.
Okay.
Where is the rock?
Ground?
No, where am I going with this? You would use Ice Beam
for these
two.
Drifil.
Which would be later on. Yeah.
Now, how does this map work?
What you gonna do about that? It would go this way.
It'd go in a giant circle. And you'd only get access to this town after you beat the... Let's see his moves. Same route's moves.
You wouldn't get Ice Beam. So you would need something else. Okay. Like, for the ground, you would be okay with water moves, but...
But not...
What you got with flying?
Well, could... Okay. In...
Yes.
Okay. There is a trader in one of the games that trades you... Okay. So you give him a bulldor, and he'll give you an Imogla. However, Imogla's not that good, but it'd be something to help. Like, look at these stats.
Yeah.
They're pretty garbage. But by the time I'd get to the ground, flying, let's see, actually. Could be wrong about this.
Where would you trade him? Where do you trade him at?
Right before the Electric Gym. There's, like, this field where, like, mm-hmm. you encounter Pokemon. Then mm-hmm. there's the town. Then he's just, like, in between. Okay. Let's check Samurott's. I don't want Samurott's. But, okay. What level is the flying gym?
What?
What level is the flying gym?
What level?
Look, where is the fly?
Dude, just look at it.
Where was it? I got rid of it in the tabs.
No, you didn't.
Boy, okay. Drilder? Nope.
Go to Imogla. You clicked on him. And go back.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Missed at this point, Brilliant.
Unless you grind it a bit, you wouldn't have a Samurott.
Yeah.
So, I would say, okay, this is water flying. So, mm-hmm. Imogla would destroy this thing. This is a flying. It can do pretty okay. Flying. Okay.
I'm a flying.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would use
like,
it
to would. It would be a normal and psychic. Does Swoobat learn anything on you? By 33, what moves would he have? 33, Air Slash.
That wouldn't count me.
He has Calm Mind.
Okay.
Attract, Air Cutter, Imprison, Hearts, Hair Stamp, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're electric flying.
Well, then I'd probably use something else to handle it then. And mm-hmm. save my Imogla for the,
But how would you get, like, a better Pokemon for that? Like, where would
bulkiness,
you
like you said. Mm-hmm. It's, some Pokemon are bulky enough to take it. I'd get a Pokemon bulky enough to take it.
Yeah, there's good, like, 5th gen, there's really bulky Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lickonkeldur. Like, that...
That line? Yeah.
Yeah, that line.
The Gigalith line?
Oh, God,
yeah. Excadrill's a good Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
Volcarona, but you wouldn't have Volcarona.
Yeah.
Volcarona's a dank Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to explain.
Yeah.
So, in almost every pick your team Pokemon battle we've done.
Mm-hmm.
I won. So I'm kind of doubting your skill.
No.
Yes.
Hey, remember the video I recorded the other day?
That's randomized. We didn't choose team.
That's what makes it better, dude. Like, it gives you a random team, and you learn to work with it. Like, I'm better with that. I can win, like, on my account. I win, like, every randomized battle.
Mm-hmm.
But,
My channel says otherwise.
Well, that's good to you, okay? But, it's whoever's recording, really. We proved that.
Yeah.
We proved that. Like, you would record, you would wreck me, I recorded, then I wrecked you, dude.
I won, like, 1 out of 4 yeah. games.
1 out of 5.
We're kind of going off task.
Yeah, but,
What, all I'm saying this is I doubt your skill to use this Servine, this Superior, properly.
After this, we'll,
test that theory.
Yeah, we'll test that theory.
Okay. Well, what else do you think we should talk about? Or do you think we should end it here?
I think that's enough.
Okay.
For, let them decide, or probably
yeah, we'll
no
upload
one.
This to YouTube.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah, if we can.
So, what do you think? Who made better points? If anyone
person
knows.
That is
person
totally
A,
watching
who
this.
Is me. Person B is this guy. You're not going to get to know our names.
Yeah, person A is Oshawott.
Yeah.
And person B is Snivy.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave you with that. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.